Washington cracks down on hard to repair electronics by Stephanie Millott on Geek.com on January 30th. Washington is the latest state to propose right to repair legislation that would make it easier for consumers and retailers to replace or repair electronics. But while 17 others introduced bills aimed at making parts and manuals more accessible, Washington wants to simply ban devices that prevent straightforward repairs. Original manufacturers of digital electronic products sold on or after January 1, 2019 in Washington state are prohibited from designing or manufacturing digital electronic products in such a way as to prevent reasonable diagnostic or repair functions by an independent repair provider, the bill said. Preventing reasonable diagnostic or repair functions includes permanently affixing a battery in a manner that makes it difficult or impossible to remove. The bill was introduced before news of Apple's alleged iPhone throttling made headlines, according to Washington Representative Jeff Morris, who submitted the bill last month. But that's become something constituents and legislators have sunk their teeth into, he told Motherboard. They can say, "This is what we're talking about," and point to this as the type of thing that is accelerating the demise of their technology, so they have to buy the next model. Cupertino has denied such allegations, saying that it would never do anything to intentionally shorten the life of any Apple product. But to address customer concerns, the company reduced the price of out-of-warranty iPhone 6 and higher battery replacements and promised an iOS software update early in 2018. Washington's strict legislation is only one among many. So far, in 2018, 17 states have introduced right-to-repair bills, despite what Repair.org calls strident opposition from manufacturers. Among them, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Virginia, Vermont, and Washington. And while none have passed yet, activity is picking up steam. Supporters include digital rights activists, EFF, environmental and consumer groups, agriculture organizations, repair franchise iCracked, online repair community iFixit, and thousands of small businesses. We have a chance to guarantee our right to repair electronic equipment like smartphones, computers, and even farm equipment, iFixit's website said. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to protect local repair jobs, the corner mom-and-pop repair shops that keep getting squeezed out by manufacturers.